the learning yeshiva today is dedicated Lili Nishmas Yehuda Leib Ben Yosef and Chanadora Bas Yisrael Aryeh. Because the period of time between Pesach and Shavuos, the period of the Zman of Pesach and Atzeres, was a time where various different sad occasions occurred in the history of Klal Yisrael. It became halachically a time where we have a minhag of a mixus avelus during that time. The Gemara mentions the fact that the Talmidim of Rav Akiva had 24,000 Talmidim, and they all died in the period between Pesach and Atzeres. We say Avarachamim every Shabbos. We say Avarachamim. We don't say it by Shabbos of Orchim, or there's a bris. There's a simcha, we don't say it. But Allah says that during the period of time between Pesach and Shavuos, even though it's Chodesh Nisan, and even though it's Shabbos of Orchim, and even if there's a bris mila, Mishabur Pasan, you still would say Avarachamim. Because the tefillah of Avarachamim was composed originally after the massacres which took place during the First Crusades, which took place between the Xeris Tatnu, it's called, referred to, it was in the year 4896. So that year, 1096 of the Common Era, was the First Crusades, and as the Crusaders went through the countries on their way to Palestine, they massacred the Jews. And that took place during the period of time between Pesach and Shavuos. And therefore, the tefillah of Avarachamim, actually there is a minig, the minig of the Yekkes, is Avarachamim was only said during the period of time of Pesach and Atzeres, not the rest of the year. That's because that was originally what it was introduced in our tefillahs because of that. And that's why the Iker Zman to say it is then. That's why we say it no matter what, whatever simcha there is. Our minig became to say it the rest of the year also, but we minimize when to say it. There was a crusade took place, another crusade took place about 100 years later, which also the main period of time of the was from, I guess they would leave in the spring, right? So they would leave. So the main destruction of the kilos of Klai was during this period of time. So it's a period of avelus. The Taz, interestingly enough, says, so it's the mashmas of many poskim is that the Talmid Rabbi Akiva only died in a period of 33 days. So the avelus which we have from the beginning of Pesach until Lag BaOmer is due to the avelus which the morning that we lost all of the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva. That which we continue the avelus, there's a minute to continue the avelus from Lag BaOmer until Shavuos, is because of the other things which took place during that period of time also. So we're commemorating the many avelus which existed in the history of Klal Yisrael. One of the areas which are instituted in the avelus halacha basically says two areas. One was the minhag not to cut hair, to shave, and the second one is getting married, nesuin. The second minhag then extended was that we do not dance. And do not play music, listen to music, but the main starting point of the minhag was not to get married. There's a question which is brought down in halacha. What about saying a shechayonah during this period of time? It's a sad period of time. As you say, Baruch Hashem, we're here now in the period of mourning. It's not a right thing to say. We're here in the period of time of mourning. Mishabur says, the language of Mishabur is interesting. The Maamar Mordechai says, and that's the Mishabur Paskin, that we say shechayonah during this period of time. We do say Shechayon. That's how the Maamar Mordechai says it. Mishabur, when he quotes the Maamar Mordechai, he adds two words. He says, "Im nizdam loy." If it happened to be a situation where you're supposed to be saying Shechayon, then you say Shechayon, which means to go and put yourself into the situation, l'chadchila, and they say Shechayon. It's better not to, the Mishabur seems to be saying. Now, the Maamar Mordechai, where he's taking from, does not mention those words. He says, we say Shechayon during this period of time. The language of the Mishabur is, it's better not to get involved with it. If it came out that you have to say Shechayonu, for whatever reason you're in a situation where you're saying a Shechayonu on a new fruit, on a new garment, you would say a Shechayonu. We do not push it off from saying the Shechayonu in the situation. But the Mishabur is mashma that it would be preferable not to get into that situation, the Chadchila. So that's I guess the mixus of Eilis applies to haircuts, Shkudim and Mechailis, Nesuin, and minimally at least in regards to the Inyan of Shechiyon. So that this is the Eilis, why we're commemorating it. These are the areas which are touched on. I do want to touch on maybe a few points about getting haircuts. We'll talk about that next week. I do also want to mention that it is a new month of Iyar already. It's already the ninth day of Iyar. There's a new chalim list, so anybody who wants to have their names for Misha Berach, please remember to put on the new chalim list. Have a good Shabbos.